Chapter 24, Christ in All the Bible.
The power of Christ, the crucified Savior, to give eternal life should be presented to the people. We should show them that the Old Testament is as verily the gospel in types and shadows as the New Testament is in its unfolding power. The New Testament does not present a new religion. The Old Testament does not present a religion to be superseded by the New. The New Testament is only the advancement and unfolding of the Old. Abel was a believer in Christ, and was as verily saved by his power as was Peter or Paul. Enoch was a representative of Christ, as surely as was the beloved disciple John. Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. To him was committed the message of the second coming of Christ, and Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all. See Jude 14 and 15. The message preached by Enoch and his translation to heaven were a convincing argument to all who lived in his time. These things were an argument that Methuselah and Noah could use with power to show that the righteous could be translated. That God who walked with Enoch was our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He was the light of the world then, just as he is now. Those who lived then were not without teachers to instruct them in the path of life, for Noah and Enoch were Christians. The gospel is given in precept in Leviticus. Implicit obedience is required now as then. How essential it is that we understand the importance of this word. The question is asked, what is the cause of the dearth in the church? The answer is, we allow our minds to be drawn away from the word. If the word of God were eaten as the food for the soul, if it were treated with respect and deference, there would be no necessity for the many and repeated testimonies that are born. The simple declarations of Scripture would be received and acted upon. Its living principles are as the leaves of the tree of life for the healing of the nations. The word of the living God is not merely written, but spoken. The Bible is God's voice speaking to us, just as surely as though we could hear it with our ears. If we realized this, with what awe would we open God's Word, and with what earnestness would we search its precepts? The reading and contemplation of the Scriptures would be regarded as an audience with the Infinite One. When Satan presses his suggestions upon our minds, we may, if we cherish a Thus saith the Lord, be drawn into the secret pavilion of the Most High. Many fail of imitating our holy pattern because they study so little the definite features of that character. So many are full of busy plans, always active, and there is no time or place for the precious Jesus to be a close, dear companion. They do not refer every thought and action to him, inquiring, Is this the way of the Lord? If they did, they would walk with God, as did Enoch.